This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Frequent Milers Coffee Break, where we focus on a single topic related to miles and points.
And each coffee break is limited to 20 minutes or less, or your money back.
Today's coffee break, City is thinking of nerfing the Strata Premier card. What's going on, Nick? What are they going to do to us?
Well, they're going to significantly complicate it. And, you know, nerfing it is probably the opinion you and I would share. Although I got to say, some readers looked at the potential changes and said, maybe this will be good for them. So let's talk about it. Citi sent out some surveys to cardholders. And we should caveat all of this by reminding people that when card issuers give out surveys, it's not always an indicator of things to come. Sometimes we see some of those things happen. Sometimes we see none of them happen. Sometimes it all happens. So it's hard to know. None of this is set in stone. Nothing is changing yet. And if it does change, it'll probably be a while before it changes for existing cardholders. So certainly don't go out and be like, oh, I'm going to cancel my card now, or I'm not going to renew my card because maybe they're going to change. Don't make any crazy decisions. We just want to talk through, if this stuff happens, would it be good or bad and why? So the survey came out and it looks like the card is, or they're considering for the card anyway, an increase in annual fee. Currently, it's got a $95 annual fee, but the survey mentions a more expensive $195 annual fee. Of course, they will offset that with a handful of coupons, and they're going to change a bunch of the bonus categories potentially. They surveyed major changes to the bonus categories. Right now, as things stand while we record this, the Citi Strata Premier card has a whole bunch of useful 3X categories, you know, gas and grocery and dining, etc. The new version of the card would be a mixture of 2X bonus categories and some 4X. So it's going to be a mix of things that I guess might be good for some and not good for others.
Yeah. And sadly, a lot less 4X than 2X. You know, they're definitely moving down. And at a big picture is, you know, they're taking the playbook from Chase, and well, if they do this, they're complexifying this whole thing, right? They're taking what was a simple, easy to explain card, $95, whole bunch of useful 3X categories, 1X everywhere else, and they're making it really complicated with higher annual fee. Yes, it's offset with some useful credits, and then, hey, look, you might get 4X sometimes, but only depending on what time of day it is, you know. And so it's not a trend that we like to see, but that seems to be for sure what they're considering.
Yeah. So let's run down the whole thing. So currently $95 annual fee, the new maybe possible fee would be $195. Right now, there's a coupon credit on the card that gives you $100 off of a hotel booking of $500 or more when you book through Citi Travel. Under the new proposed changes here, we would see a handful of different coupon credits. So first of all, a $120 statement credit, or up to $120 every 4 years for TSA PreCheck or Global Entry, pretty standard on many of the premium travel cards, up to a $100 splurge credit, which will be $50 semi-annually, once January to June, once July to December. And the eligible merchants for that would be American Airlines, Best Buy, or Live Nation. So that's interesting because they're taking basically the best options from the Strata Elite Splurge credit and putting them here, but with a lesser amount and it, you know, semi-annually instead of anytime.
Right.
The hotel credit will become either a $150 credit for hotel bookings on Citi Travel with a two-night minimum. It'll be $75 semi-annually, again, $75 January to June, $75 July to December. So $150 total, or $200 in credit towards the reserve collection bookings on Citi Travel with a two-night minimum, and $100 semi-annually. So if you remember that, I think you deserve at least a $50 statement credit.
I mean, regardless, I'm not a fan of either of those. They're way too limiting and too small. Like, so the two-night minimum to get a $75 credit twice a year, I mean, that's ridiculous. And then the reserve collection, I think I've heard of one hotel that's in the reserve collection. There's probably more than that, but
but not many more than two, because I don't think I've seen two yet. So
right. All right, keep going.
Yeah. All right. And then they're going to add an annual, or potentially anyway, again, remember, this is all just rumored based on survey, but an annual dining credit, $100 up to $100 in credit applied at checkout at select restaurants. It'll be $50 semi-annually. I don't understand how that would work because it says applied at checkout. Do you have any thoughts about how that'll happen in practice?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that what they mean is after you make the payment as opposed to a discount
Probably.
on the dining.
Probably.
If it's really just sort of open-ended like that and doesn't, have any restaurant, restrictions or whatever, then this is pretty good. I mean, it's pretty close to face value credit. So overall, we're, I know we haven't gotten to the bad part yet, really, or the really bad part, but overall, for $195, so $100 more than the current annual fee, you're getting a bunch of credits. And I know I would easily use like that $100 splurge credit, even though it's broken up semi-annual, and the annual dining credit if it works at all restaurants. So you're really talking about them making it easier to get the full annual fee back with rebates, which I guess is good, but of course it's more stupid credits to remember.
Yeah, it's more out of pocket up front. But like Greg said, Best Buy being one of the splurge credit merchants makes a big difference because you can go into Best Buy and buy like, an Amazon gift card or something for $50 twice a year. And so that to me would kind of take care of the $100 splurge credit. And then dining, like you said, if you're able to use that broadly, it would feel like it's not a huge devaluation at $195. I'm annoyed by coupon credits, but it would feel like it's not so bad until we get to the bonus categories. So let's talk about some of those. So the card currently offers 10x hotels, car rentals, and attractions booked through Citi Travel, and it would retain that with the rumored changes. So no change there. Currently, it offers 3x on flights through Citi Travel, so no extra points over what you would get on flights booked directly with airlines. But in the new world order here, so to speak, it would be 4x on flights booked through Citi Travel. So 4x on flights, but only if you're booking those via Citi Travel. Currently, the card earns 3x grocery, but under the survey changes, it would only earn 2x grocery. Questionable. Currently earns 3x dining. Under the new framework, it would earn 2x dining, but hold on to your hats, Greg. 4x on city nights.
City nights. So that's what, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern time on Friday and Saturday night. Doesn't matter where in the world you are, it's still based on Eastern time. So City likes everybody to be in New York City, I think. It's so stupid. It's such a, to me, a dumb gimmick to make people think that they'll often get 4x. And I guess some people, if they do habitually dine out during those hours, great. But I hate that. I would much rather just have a flat dining, keep the, I wish it would just keep the 3x dining,
I mean, I hate that too. I hate the time restriction. If you travel to Europe, then that's what, like basically midnight until 6 a.m., almost totally useless for the city nights. And I guess if you're in the West Coast, for me it'd be more useful because it'd start at 3 p.m. and continue well past I'm asleep. So then I would feel like more of the day was covered, I guess, on Fridays and Saturdays. But like, there's only so many restaurants, only so many people can possibly be eating out on Friday and Saturday night that it just seems like I don't know, such a gimmicky thing, like you said. So I'm annoyed to see that. I'd much rather 3x dining all the time.
We hope you're enjoying the Frequent Miler on the Air podcast. Did you know that Frequent Miler is also a website?
At frequentmiler.com, you'll find all the latest deals, news about points, miles, and rewarding credit cards, the single best credit cards page on the web, guides to all popular rewards programs, and many other terrific resources.
If you'd like to get our posts sent to your email, go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe and sign up for free.
Gas is currently 3x, 3x gas and EV charging stations. That would drop to 2x with the survey changes. Currently, 3x on flights, hotels, and travel agencies when you book those things directly with airlines or hotels or travel agencies. in the future, that's going to be 3x on flights and hotels, but it seems like they're dropping the travel agencies there. And currently, you'd only earn 1x on transit, but under the new framework, you'd earn 3x on select transit, like car rentals, ferries, railways, stuff like that. So you'd earn a bonus category on that other transportation type stuff, and you'd get 2 priority pass lounge visits per year with the new surveyed changes. So what do you think?
Yeah, not a fan. You know, if you, it was such a, or it is today, I guess, a really compelling card. It's such an easy story to tell that most of the categories of spend that people spend a lot in regularly, gas, grocery, dining, you know, and a lot of travel, you're going to get 3x with the current card. New one, I feel like most of your spend is going to be at 2x for most people. And yes, there's a couple places where you get 3 or 4x where you don't today, but it's mostly, I think for most people, it's a downgrade. So I don't like that. And I don't like how they've added so much complexity to this idea.
I think that's really the key thing. I mean, I'm disappointed that it's not easy to recommend under the new framework at all. And it's not easy to recommend because, like you said, the complexity. It's the same mistake that Chase made with the Sapphire Reserve. I'm somewhat surprised to see Citi make the same mistake, since it's been pretty clear that that hasn't worked out great for Chase, I don't think. So I'm kind of surprised to see, I don't know, surprised is the right word. Citi tends to do some crazy things and kind of march to the beat of their own drum. But I don't know. What's your guess? Why do you think they're making it? Is it because of American Airlines? Is it because you can transfer to American Airlines that they need to kind of reduce some of these popular bonus categories on the card? Is that what did this?
You think their costs are higher because the transfers?
So? I don't know.
It's possible. I actually, my first reaction when I saw this was that, you know, with their Strata Elite card, one of the things that we all said when we saw the $5.95 Strata Elite card is like, hey, it doesn't seem as good as the $95 Strata Premier for most types of spend, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so that card earns 3x dining and 1.5x everywhere else, basically. And then it's got that 6x city dining thing, right?
I mean, and 12x through city travel, you know.
Well, right. So it has some portal advantages too, but very little. And so, you know, for most of your spend, you'd be much better off with the $95 Strata Premier and has the same transfer partners. You know, so so my first thought was they're trying to thread a needle here, which is to try to keep, you know, people still interested in the card by pretending there's some 4x you can get. but mostly, you know, lowering it to a 2x card so that it won't have a big advantage over the Strata Elite. I don't know if that's their motivation, but that's what I see when I look at it.
I see. Yeah. Well, it is, I don't know. I think it's a bummer in many ways here, even if the annual fee will work out to be worth the difference in price. It's disappointing that the card itself won't be great for everyday spend for somebody. This is such a perfect player two card for a lot of people, I think. And it just won't be that anymore with all the complexity. It'll be the antithesis of a player two card because there's too much to remember in terms of what to use it for, what not to use it for, et cetera. So that's a bummer. It's also a bummer to have to pay $195 to access Citi's transfer partners, you know, because historically it's been possible to access transfer partners with a cheaper card with all of the other ecosystems.
Yeah. Now, to be clear, you can access their transfer partners with almost any thank you card, but at a lower transfer ratio. And so to get the full transfer ratio, you need at least the Strata Premier. And that's too bad. Now, if you don't mind the complexity, you know, keep in mind that this card does have some advantages, like more credits, like getting 3x on transit. So things like car rentals, ferries, commuter railways, subways, taxis, like a whole list of things, garages, you know, and so that's good. And if you don't mind complexity, you could throw in a no annual fee Strata card. So that's not Strata Premier, but Strata, which will give you back your 3x grocery and 3x gas stations and EV charging, but it does have a foreign transaction fee, so you wouldn't want to use it for those things internationally. But still, you could keep most of the benefits of today's card, get a few more benefits by having both the new, couponified Strata Premier and the old Strata, and knowing which one to use when.
Which, that kind of leads me into mentioning also that the downgrades, as we see them in the City Premier, will probably be far less painful to someone who is deeply into the City ecosystem and is carrying a few custom cash cards already. Because you might be looking at this and saying, well, I'm already earning 5x on most of those categories because I've got two or
Sure.
three custom cash cards. So I don't care about the 3x. I'm happy to get the coupon credits for the additional $100. And if that's you, great. I think that there's definitely going to be a crowd of people for whom that's the solution, have a few custom cash cards. But that's a more complex thing for most people. So it takes what was a really easy card and either forces you into a complicated strategy like that to have a no fee strata and the strata premier or a couple cards, or to getting a lower rate of return. And these 2x bonus categories are so weird because you get a double cash and get 2x in all everything, so there's no need to worry about which category. So I wouldn't bother using the card for 2x. I'd get a double cash and be like, all right, use the double cash for everything. Only use the Strata Premier for the 4 and 10x categories,
Well,
which is
except
like,
for when you're outside the country, then you
yeah,
gotta
that's
revert to
true.
using your Strata Premier or your Strata Elite and well,
True,
everything.
true, true.
So it's very complicated, and we're not gonna get into details here, but I think it's gonna have us in the future and others looking at simpler card combos that don't require so many hoops to get good value. Like Wells Fargo has some good options where you get 3x or more in lots of different categories with carrying multiple cards for a total annual fee of $95, and they don't have foreign transaction fees on any of those cards. Or Capital One, where you could get like 2x everywhere and then throw in some 3x categories by adding in a card like the Saver. And so those are options that I think are going to be looking more attractive if Citi really does this. I'm really hoping they don't.
Yes, I concur. I hope they don't do this. I imagine they will do something because that's kind of how Citi rolls. But hopefully, it won't be all of this. It won't be all the same. I would bet, though, that the annual fee is going to increase and we will see the couponification. I just hope they rethink the bonus categories and make it a simpler story to tell. That's really what it comes down to, I think.
Yeah, agree.
Don't forget, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to get on our email list, you want to go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe to join our email list, follow us on all the various social media, and check out our Frequent Miler on the Air episodes dropping every Friday.
Hey guys, Aaron Miller here from Armchair Explorer, and I just wanted to let you know that our new series is out now. We've got kite skiing across Antarctica, Aboriginal storytellers, and the craziest whitewater race in the world. We're going on a bucket list hike across Italy. We're going to the fjords of Norway in search of the Northern Lights and lots, lots more. Our goal is to take you on the trip of a lifetime every single week. You can find Armchair Explorer on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening right now, and at voyescape.com.
The New York Times named the Frommer's Travel Podcast one of the 13 best for travel. Why did they like it? Well, they said, and I quote, "With charisma and candor, Pauline Frommer discusses the charms and ongoing transformations of places near and far, whether on the islands of Hawaii or on safari in Tanzania." Pretty nice, huh? We post new podcasts weekly, talking about travel from every angle. I hope you'll tune in.